Besieged President Donald Trump is still in very hot water since the beginning of investigations aimed at taking him before a political court. Now, there are disclosures that in a discussion with his aides, he suggested in a fit of temper that the migrants should be repelled with poisonous snakes. Wow. According to the New York Times, in an explosive mood caused by news that migrants continued arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump retorted in March last that they should be shot in the legs or the border should be reinforced with moats filled with poisonous snakes. Can you imagine? If this incident should not be so serious, it would be a very bad, bad joke. The most incredible thing is that he was speaking seriously, just as if he was having a fantasy such as that in The Lord of the Rings. Or perhaps he really thinks that he can do as he pleases, and that is the source of such malevolent fantasies. Even if that piece regarding the poisonous snakes seems to be a new, quote, brilliant idea, unquote, of Mr. Trump, that suggestion of opening fire on the migrants is not new. Let me recall that irregular armed groups patrolled the border ready to open fire on those attempting to cross through areas not covered by the federal troops. Sadly recalled in the United States are such terrorist groups as the Minutemen, Ranch Rescue, American Patrol, and Barnett Brothers, clearly paramilitary groups that have opened fire illegally and murdered migrants, and forced many of them to seek really dangerous points to cross the border. Thousands of migrants have been murdered by these armed hoodlums. If ordering any group to open fire on unarmed, destitute, hungry civilians, whatever the excuse used, is considered as a crime, then this should be added to the charges being accumulated against Donald Trump toward his impeachment process. By the way, Donald Trump has just sprayed salt on his wound in claiming that if he is impeached, there will be a civil war in the United States. Can you imagine? True enough, the president has followers that will vote for him if he manages to be nominated for re-election. His latest blooper has been to claim that he's being the victim of a coup attempt aimed, as he claims, to snatch from the American people their power to decide, their vote, their freedoms, the Second Amendment, their religion, their army, their border wall, and their rights that God bestowed upon them as citizens of the United States of America, unquote. Quite a sinister mix of ideas which underlie the concept of the manifest destiny to confuse the American citizen and make him believe that he's really free and has the right to arm himself and use weapons against other human beings. According to Donald Trump, the American citizen has the right to use weapons against other human beings, while the army and the border wall are gifts from the Lord to allow them the fulfillment of a task of controlling and dominating the world. Wow! And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.